With the passing of US Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg this past weekend from pancreatic cancer, tributes have flown around the world for the woman who, in her latter career, was nicknamed the notorious RBG and held up by many as a feminist icon. Ginsburg was nominated to the Supreme Court by President Bill Clinton in 1993, making her only the second woman at that time to receive an appointment. Tina Quinn spoke with Dr. David Smith, Senior Lecturer in Australian Politics and Foreign Policy at the University of Sydney, to discuss the political implications of the empty seat on the Supreme Court.
In March 2016, when Justice Antonin Scalia passed away and then President Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland to succeed him, Republican Senate leaders declared that because Scalia's seat had become vacant during an election year, the Senate would not even consider a nomination from the president. But they seem to be singing a very different tune today. Do you think Trump will be able to push this through?
I think he probably will be able to. The excuse last time around that it was an election year was only ever a smokescreen. Republican-controlled Senates haven't seated a Democratic nominee for the Supreme Court since 1895. And Mitch McConnell, who was the leader of the Senate, he wasn't going to be the first in more than a century to do it. So if Joe Biden wins this election and there's still a Republican Senate majority, he probably won't be able to appoint any Supreme Court justices either. Really, this is just a naked exercise of power. They wouldn't consider Merrick Garland's nomination because they didn't want another liberal in the Supreme Court. They will push through a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg because they want another conservative in the Supreme Court. It is a very raw numbers game.
Our own judicial system is modelled on America's, but the complete lack of bipartisanship in appointing Supreme Court justices in the US always seems to engender great controversy and debate, which Australia doesn't seem to suffer through in quite the same way.
The Supreme Court is very politically important in the American system in a way that the High Court is not in Australia. Many huge political issues, everything from segregation to abortion to voting rights to labour rights to money in politics, ends up at the Supreme Court. So the composition of that court is very important. The majority before Ginsburg died was conservative 5-4 over the Liberals. If this replacement is appointed, it will be 6-3 in favour of conservatives. And that could reshape the whole court for a generation. The only thing that could stop Trump and McConnell from pushing a replacement through is if four Republican senators decide that they should stick to the standard that McConnell set in 2016 of not appointing a replacement during an election year. There are two senators, Susan Collins in Maine, who's facing re-election, and Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, who have said that they want to stick by that standard that McConnell set up in 2016 of letting the next president decide who the replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg should be. But it's not clear whether there are two other Republican senators who would be able to form a majority along with Democrats to stop it from happening.
Trump has stated his intention to appoint a woman, and indeed one of the women on his list, Amy Coney Barrett, is quite opposed to Roe versus Wade. And there's long been concern that as Republicans hold a majority within the Supreme Court, that Roe versus Wade could very well be overturned. What do you think the likelihood of this is?
So it does seem quite likely that she could be the appointee. As you say, Trump has said that he wants a woman to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It is appropriate that a woman replaces Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is also, though, a politically sensible move for Trump, given what happened last time around when he nominated Brett Kavanaugh, who it turned out had been credibly accused of sexual assault. Trump knows that he's lost a lot of middle-class female support during his presidency, and he's looking to rectify that. If it isn't Amy Coney Barrett, it will be somebody else who is very anti-abortion. The people who are supplying Trump with lists of judges are ensuring that he chooses anti-abortion judges. And yes, Roe versus Wade, which is the legal framework that keeps abortion legal in American states under an implied right to privacy in the Constitution. Conservatives have long thought that that is legally and morally unsound and would like to overturn it. And it does become a lot more likely that that would happen if there's a 6-3 conservative majority in the Supreme Court. So, yes, that could certainly happen. But there are many other issues that are very important as well. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has so far survived 2 Supreme Court challenges. It is quite likely that the entire thing could be undone if there was a 6-3 conservative majority in the court. Prior to this point, John Roberts, who's a conservative, he's the Chief Justice, has actually sided with liberals in judgments around the Affordable Care Act. If there's another conservative appointed, it's likely that that could be history. So no matter who Trump appoints, it is likely to be someone who could have some very, very consequential decisions.
Dr. David Smith, Senior Lecturer in American Politics and Foreign Policy at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Tina Quinn.